Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 251. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. It's a Friday show, and that means tons of app, usually like app overload. Because what we do on Friday is any app we didn't get a chance to talk about during the week, we let it all out today. So get ready. Let me introduce the co-hosts and we'll get into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podlist.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. I got a full tank, and some of them are actually educational-ish.
Uh-huh. That sounds tempting, kind of. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, I owe Cody Cooper an apology. Last episode, I kind of dug at him at the end of the episode, but I realized why he was, it's been almost a year since he's been knuckles down in front of an ice cube maker in a hotel lobby. So, you know, he's just building it up. His mech is coming soon. He'll go to OLF, get it all out of the system, and he'll be back to the good old Cody.
I guess, yeah, it's true. OLF is coming up. Ohio Linux Fest, for those of you who don't know what it is. And it's basically almost like the unofficial Podnuts meetup these days, isn't it?
Indeed.
Yeah. So, when is it? October, you said?
October 25th, 6th, and 7th, I believe.
If anybody wants to go and meet some of the guys that are going to be there, check it out. I'm sure Door talks about it in the other shows, and it should be a nice contingent going these days. But yeah, Eric, I hear you. Cody, I think he needs that fixed, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, why don't we get into some tank emptying action? But first, before we do that, I just want to do another little plug for the AAA Club. If you guys desire to possibly win a Sony Smartwatch 2, go to podnuts.com/AAA Club. And just sign up, put your name and email address, you'll be entered in the contest, and you'll get other kinds of cool perks, like watching us do the show live, get tips from Door and Eric on just different things and deals that they find, and just a bunch of other cool stuff. You'll be part of a secret Google Plus community we set up just for club members. It's totally free, so head on over there, podnuts.com/AAA Club. Alrighty, Eric, why don't you start us off tonight with your tank?
Ooh, I get to bring my tank off the bat. All right. This first app I'm really super, super excited about, but I have not honestly been able to get it going in real life yet. I tried it once. Okay, anyway, the map is called Mapillary. It could be Mapillary. I'm going to call it Mapillary just because I think that's funnier to sound. So, and it looks like it's Mapillary. So it's definitely the Illary part with map in front of it. I can't verify. Okay. Anyway, basically, what this is purportedly, which I could not get to work, but I think it was because I was so deep into a forest that my GPS was not getting picked up by satellites. Basically, this is where Google Maps and Street View fall off. They don't do trails. They don't do certain back roads that you might know about that Google didn't know about when they were driving around in their Prius. This lets you map those places. And other people can, you can map your neighborhood. Other people can find it. And you can share your points of interest that may not have been known to the rest of the world before.
So, and where do they get stored?
I assume at the Mapillary servers. I'm not sure. But when I tried it, it was trying to take the pictures. And it was, like I said, I was in a forest. But this should be things that should work with this app, I'm thinking, because I was in a forest on a bike trail and I was just trying to map part of the bike trail to test it out. And it couldn't, for a while it was saying that it was too dark to take the pictures. And then it also could never connect to the GPS while I was in there. And it possibly could be my device too. So I'm not totally blaming Mapillary for that. But this is something I'm going to probably bring back later when I get some more time with it. And get some maps actually made with it.
So, just, I'm not 100%. Okay, so I get that part. But who does Mapillary use Google Maps and then just plug in all the stuff that's been crowdsourced on top of that? Or why would you open Mapillary up for anything?
I think if Mapillary gets exciting enough or known well known enough, it might be a sidestep. You know, say if you can't find something on Bing, you use Google to search. If you can't find something on Google Maps, you use Mapillary to search for it.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I guess it would depend on its future popularity on whether that pans out. And right now, I think a lot of, especially like in the screenshots, I think we're from another country, and I don't remember what country it was. But, you know, I'm all for competition, and I'm all for expanding the horizons, because I know that Google's never going to take their Prius down the bike path that runs behind my house. And you know, biking people like to go other places and try out new trails. And if I can throw them up there so people can, you know, see them and discover them, I think that's cool.
Yeah, it is. It is. I was just curious how they implemented it.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be like Google Street View when you're not on a street.
Mm-hmm.
Google Landscape View or Google Path View kind of thing is what it's called. And to be honest, I like that. I like the idea of being able to get that first person perspective for things that Google just either doesn't have or will not have.
I'm just wondering how you could tell if somebody's documented it or not.
If you open up the map, you'll see a line showing where someone else had their phone and took pictures.
Right.
So you would use this basically instead of Google Maps.
Yeah. You would literally have to open it separately.
Right.
Okay.
I held up my device and I pressed the button and I would be walking down the path with it or riding my bike with it on my, you know, bike mount, and it would be snapping pictures every so often, you know, to take the pictures of the path, like kind of like the street view cars do as they drive down the road.
I see.
Or you can do a panorama or a 360 also.
So it made you feel like you were Google Street View.
It did. It did until it wasn't getting it done.
Uploading. Neat. It's probably pretty cool to do that. All right. I'm going to do my apartment. You think people would care about that?
The inside of it?
Yeah.
Can you get a GPS signal? Because Google
didn't come in and check.
You got skylights?
Oh. No, I don't. Forget it. All right, forget it.
Well, I like the app. I just don't get the name.
Well, going along with the name, a name like Mapillary, I'm going to bring up next is Monica Bunny Bashings. And this is a fun little game. It's by Mauricio de Sousa Produscos. And this is a fun game if you are into Angry Birds type games, because it's very similar. Basically, you are spinning around a blue bunny and you have to throw it at things. You kind of spin it around like a cowboy rope, and you let it go and you bounce things. It's actually little kids that are trying to beat you up. You're Monica. And these little kids are picking on you, and you just use this blue bunny to beat them up, send them home crying. The weird thing is you don't always start at the same spot. You kind of got to use that to your advantage. When you throw the bunny and you hit one of the other boys, you will end up at that spot to launch your next blue bunny at another boy. So you got to kind of play that out where you're going to be ending up, you know, before you take your next shot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see what's going on. Okay, I was watching the screenshot. Okay. Neat. It looks pretty cool. Is it fun?
Yeah, it's a fun game. I don't mind Angry Birds myself. I think it's a okay game. And this is fine. This is a cool game. I mean, but the physics and the way you throw it and the way some of the different bunnies change are real similar to
Angry Birds.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all right. It's a nice, it's far enough divergent take on it that I guess it keeps it interesting.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah, I'll say some of them like curve and jump and skip. So yeah, I do like that aspect to it. And to be quite honest, I like these graphics more. I like this graphical style more than I like the Angry Birds style.
Yeah, it's like Peanuts cartoonish, huh?
You think? Yeah.
Something like that. Or family circus.
Yeah, more like that. Definitely.
All right.
Sweet.
That's Monica Bunny Bashings by Mauricio de Sousa Prodosios. You know, I'd like to just say that app developer's name over and over again. That's a pretty fancy one.
It's awesome.
Okay, now a game.
And it's got all the squigglies on there, too.
Yeah, yeah. a game, you know, I kept trying to think of the name of a game for a while, Steve. We were talking about this for like 3 months now, and I get hung up on things like this, and I finally figured out the game I was trying to say. It's called Peggle. Do you remember the game Peggle? Back in the day?
Kind of.
It was by EA now, but it was by, you know, like Handspring or whatever, but Peggle. So I have Peggle loaded onto my Nexus 7 somehow. I think I bought it a long time ago.
How do you spell it?
P-E-G-G-L-E. But here's the thing. It's not on the App Store anymore. It's not on Play.
Right.
And it's not on Amazon App Store anymore either.
Mm.
So all you can get it for is for the PC or something. And it's made by the same people who do Bejeweled and Plants vs. Zombies. Anyway.
Well, how did you get it? You just had it on there for a while?
Yeah, I've had it on there forever. It was probably one of the first games I put on there.
Dude, it's rare. You could probably sell it for like...
Oh, yeah. Anybody want to buy my Nexus 7 with Peggle installed?
It isn't that rare. There will be a link to it in
the... All right, Tor. Okay, so this game is similar to Peggle, only totally upside down. Peggle, you have to match the things. Well, Peggle, I don't know if you really match them. You kind of blow things up more. This one is another game with bouncing balls and stuff, and it's called Bouncing Balls-Bubble Blaster. Well, I'm sorry, Bubble Buster by Play.im. Bouncing Balls-Bubble Buster. It's just okay. It's basically, you know, the same. You shoot balls at other balls, and they change colors, and they blow up if you get them, you know, lined up. So
how many games are there going to be like this? Isn't this the same? Isn't this every game is like this, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Every game is exactly like this. You're right. Every game most games I bring are exactly like that. Okay, and that one was by Play.im, Bouncing Balls-Bubble Buster. I'm not going to go into it too much. I mean, there's not a whole lot you can say. I just wanted to segue from Peggle to something similar.
I see.
All right, the next one is called Go Go Bot. I don't know, why do they all put slashes in there now? Go Go Bot / City and Travel Guide. This, I think, has a lot of potential for myself, because I'm out of town a lot, and for people who are going to things like the OLF, Ohio Linux Fest, or any other Linux Fest you may be interested in. But this this app, I don't know, what's the new design that Google uses now? Metro? It's not Metro.
That's not Metro.
Holo?
No. I want to say Material?
Material, yes. Okay, yeah, this is a really, really good looking app. And basically what it is you go to a town, and there's three buttons on this app. It says Stay, Eat, and Play. You click either one of those, and it'll tell you where to stay with prices, and you can book right from it, where you should eat, different kinds of foods, and where to play. And it gives reviews on all the places. The reviews don't seem to be coming from anywhere but this app itself. So like all the places I checked out around here had one review. Some guy named Tom went nuts reviewing every place around here. And it almost sounded like he was actually here, because I thought, well, maybe they just had a bot. But a lot of them, you know, if they're family owned, he put that in there as family owned. And a couple of them, he had knowledge of the area, or not of the area, but the restaurant or whatever, that most people may not actually know, unless he copied it off of some other place. But I have no reason to doubt that Tom's real. But I did examine like Chicago, because I'll be going to Chicago next week, and I did look at there, and there was a lot more reviews there. Not a ton yet, because this is a very new app. But
has Tom been there?
Oh, I didn't look for Tom. I should, though. That'd be a telling sign, wouldn't it? But no, this one's called GoGoBot-City and Travel Guide.
Looks great. Really well done.
Yeah, the material design, it's neat, because like your loading bar is a little arrow that spins, and that was the dead giveaway, that it was the new stuff or whatever. And finally, I'm going to... Oh, this is another material design one. This one is called Wally. No dash. Nothing hard about that. It's called
W-A-L-L-Y?
Yeah, let me paste that in here. I don't know if these are these making it to
Muzenkishi?
From Musen Kishi, yes. And Wally is just a simple, very good-looking wallpaper app for your phone. And how to find really high definition. I mean, the images that they have on here are top quality, high pixel count images. They're just a simple app, but it's a really good looking interface for adding. And you search by, you know, you can type in the search and it'll find all kinds of different pictures to match your searches.
Awesomeness. I've been looking for some good wallpaper. This is perfect, man.
Nice.
Thanks to you and Musen Kishi.
Door did I, and that's my tank. That was Wally.
That's a nice tank. I mean, well-rounded. You had some games in there. You had some wallpaper, travel apps. I'm impressed, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. All right. Thor, what do you got in your tank?
Well, first off, I'll say I love that name of that app, but that app is not an easy app to find if you tell somebody. Oh, yeah. It's just called Wally. I think it's going to be hard for people to find it.
It was the first one that came up.
Well, okay. Maybe not. But it is very clean looking, and I will say I've been using Zedge for the longest time.
Oh yeah, Zedge.
But I want to try something else, so that's good.
Musen Kishi.
Exactly. God bless you, Steve. Okay. this first app, I want to say is a quote unquote educational app. It's too educational for my youngest son, which I think is good. Because I need older stuff to challenge my older son. This app is called Calculator Quest. Now, yes, it looks like something from old school Nintendo, which means it's A-OK in my book. Once in a while, there's Chinese characters in it. I just look at that as advanced educational game. I'll just say that. So my son will not be able to read some of this, but he'll get the important gist of it, because I did play this for a couple minutes. It's like an action RPG-ish type game, but in order to fight battles, you have to solve math problems. So you will like walk up to somebody and it will say 6 + 3 = and you have to put the answer in and hit enter to do a successful attack, and the faster you do things, the better.
I hate when that happens in real life. Like, I got my ass kicked because I didn't know my multiplication tables.
Hey, that's life.
This is really cool, though. Your son likes it? He's been playing it?
I played it. I didn't give it to him yet, but I will.
How's he going to do?
I don't know. I don't know, because it isn't new math, so he might have a hard time.
How's the fighting? Is it pretty gory or anything?
No, this is Nintendo. Flash. Flash. You know, there's nothing really more.
So if you get through a couple levels, would you get like a little animation, little story to go along with it, little fun stuff to reward you?
I don't know, because it was in Chinese, but I do see in the screenshot there's a way you can change it so it's not Chinese. I didn't know about that. So
this game has the most even reviews I've ever seen of any game or any app ever. As far as equal amount all the way up and down the board.
Yeah. Very
cool, man. This is from Aurora Works Co. Ltd. Calculator Quest.
This could make just a great calculator app for your phone. If you wanted to use it for that instead of the game part, you could have the coolest looking calculator on the block.
You'd have to wait for it to give you the exact problem you're looking for, though.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a way to use it freelance style, just free form calculator entry.
All right.
Eric, you can make this app. I could just take the straight up calculator part.
Well, I was just reading the negative review by Craig Ashcroft. It says no support and the sound is broken in all apps. The calculator works okay.
Says that.
So I'm like, well that's just a good looking calculator then. In his eyes.
I would definitely use it.
Right. And that was a free app too, by the way. Now the next one again looks like something from NES. This one costs $2.99 and has in-app purchases. I want to wrap my head around the in-app purchases before I jump the gun. But this one to me is also worth trying. It's called Calculords. C-A-L-C-U-L-O-R-D-S. This is another basically math-based card type.
Were you searching for this type of thing?
This, no. Well, I did for the other one, Calculator Quest. But this one, no. I literally just randomly came across doing my normal routine. This one to me looked, well, that one might have been, the previous one might have been like first grade, a little bit of second grade. Yeah. This to me looked like definitely second, third, maybe even fourth grade material kind of thing.
Wow. This looks like college level to me. This looks way, way too intense.
That's okay.
Hey, what's going on here?
Hey, I'll say it like this. If it gets my son's interest, they could go as high as quantum physics, and I firmly believe he'll at least be able to do good at some of it. You know what I mean? Because it's video games. I mean, literally, it takes a crowbar and an M80 to get him away from video games. You know? So, I don't care. If it's a game he likes, I'm all for it.
Okay. Well, tell us more about this one, because have you played it? It looks crazy.
It's $2.99. I have to look at getting it through alternate means, because I don't want to pay for it. I don't like paying for stuff and returning a lot of things. I'll put it that way. I think that is like...
So you just saw this and said thought it looked cool and wanted to bring it to the show.
I didn't say I installed it. I said I had to take a look at how the in-app purchases is.
I mean, you saw it and it thought it looked
cool. Yes, but I'm going to look at installing it through alternate methods so I can do long-term testing. But I really
don't say.
I really want to see how the in-app purchases work, because not all in-app purchases are created equal. But this really, I have good feelings about this. Obviously, I didn't look at the reviews at all, but they are actually really good reviews.
Mac Life rated it 9 out of 10.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
You know, one of the monsters is called a fungal tar beast.
Yeah, there's some good ones, man. A travel hate bit, -7.
Weird. Sure. A wet work operator. Neat.
Sure.
Travel hate bit. Okay. This one's called Calculords by Ninja Crime. Definitely one of the most interesting looking games I've ever seen. Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. Well, this next one is to me just one of the more better looking games I've ever seen, and it's called Boson X, like Higgs boson. Boson X.
Say it again.
Boson X.
Bozan.
Boson space X. This is a $2.99 game, which I didn't hesitate to buy. Why? Because this looks dang good, plays really smooth, and it gives me the feeling like I'm a next generation scientist. Because the goal of the game is you're supposed to be basically running down a particle accelerator, okay, which you can rotate and jump on different sides of it. There are neutral, positive, and negative panels you can jump on. The positive ones are like bluish. The negative ones are red. The neutral are gray. The more positive ones you land on, the higher the possible success of your current experiment. So you want to get as high as possible. And once you hit a certain height, which I believe is 100%, then you move to the next level.
Wow.
Just to me, really, really, really good looking. And it's the kind of game you literally don't need to think. When you play, you just play.
Are you? Can you fall off those then?
Yes, and if yes, okay. And if you miss a jump, because there's positive, negative, neutral, and then there's nothing. If you jump onto nothing, you basically fall out of the particle accelerator and become particleized. So you like explode into a million particles.
Ouch!
AKA this reminds me of an inverted version of the game you brought a week or two ago.
Yeah, the one that's like the roller coaster on the tube.
Exactly. Yes, yes, yes.
I know.
And it reminds me of Out of This World. Remember that game?
Oh, do yeah. I? I love that game. I sucked at it, but I loved it.
I think I beat it.
It took a while, I'm sure.
Yeah, it took a while. All right. I like it. This is called Bosun X from Ian McLarty.
Yeah.
Ian McLarty. My bad.
I knew I was going to pronounce that wrong. It's supposed to be like Higgs boson, Bosun X. I got to say it like that. Bosun X. Okay, this next game is not beautiful, is not pretty, is not graphically pleasing, is not retro graphics. It's literally a game that is even, and that just sounded really insulting. Don't say it like that. This is a game I'm going to share with Jonathan Nadeau because it's a audio only game. I literally can't even compute in my head. What? An audio only game? It's an audio only game. It's called Blindscape, all one word. Blindscape.
Cool name.
Yeah. Okay, here's all thing. I was listening.
Oh, the graphics suck.
Well, yes, they do suck. It's just a black screen the whole time. I was listening to the British Tech Network, The Pocket Show, and one of the guys, I believe it was that show, was talking about the possibility of wearables without screens, where your only interface would be voice and audio. And honestly, it got me thinking. And then I remember seeing this game last week, but I forgot to try it. The idea of you interacting with something where it's only your imagination. It's like when you read a book, you see the image in your head. And then when you go watch the movie, it kind of doesn't live up to it. Right. Part of me is thinking the things that you will picture in your head playing this game will be far superior than any graphics they could show you.
Neat. That's so cool. What do you do in it?
I don't know, but they also tout stunning HD graphics in their feature list.
No, they
do. Yes, they do.
You don't know the pixel count on that black screen. So.
It says, and I quote, features stunning HD graphics, some guy talking at you, no in-app purchases, ratings, nagging or other interruptions, no badges, no achievements, no social media interrogation, makes you feel like a sophisticated patron of the arts.
You missed the up to 10 minutes of gameplay.
Yeah.
And it's true. I mean, the graphics probably are HD. It's probably like a totally HD black block. Mm-hmm. Like pixel count probably is up there.
Right. And there cannot be any video of this either because it's how you interact with the screen determines the audio that you're getting back kind of thing.
Well, what do you do in it?
You'll have to download it to find out, Steve.
Features a beautiful 3D environment that you will never see.
I'm ready. Tonight.
The only
good game for bedtime.
Yeah. The only thing I'll tell you is it's classified as role playing.
Okay. Neat. It is definitely a mystery. Blindscape. Very cool idea. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, when I say it's a good game for bedtime, that's not because there's some guy talking at you. That's not the part I'm talking about.
It's because the screen's black.
Don't worry, Eric.
And you don't have to worry about waking up the misses, maybe? I don't know.
Right. Headphones.
Okay, I'm going to cut my tank short just because our chat system is not pristine right now at the time. This is an 8-bit game. Surprise.
You're all about the games today.
Well, there's a lot. That's the whole thing. We're getting really overwhelmed with games, and I'm really okay with that as long as they're good or unique and different. And this falls into the kind of unique and different. This is called The Story of Choices. And I know you remember, Steve. Back in the day, we had Choose Your Own Adventure novels. You could go to the school library, get a little paperback book of, I don't know, 300 pages, and it mattered what choices you made during the story. You could have, 30 stories in there, unfolding all different ways.
Go to page 222.
Exactly.
Right.
Right. Do you jump? Do you run? And each one would be a different page number. Right. This is kind of like that, only like your very first choice is you turn the game on, you boot it up, and it says, make the choices, be careful. First day of work, you feel tired. You can stay in bed and not go to work. It literally goes down to that granularity of life choices, which means if any of us play it, we are going to get different reactions and results to at least a degree. Stupid? Yes. Fun? Honestly, yes. I literally laid in bed like 6 times in a row till it told me I don't want to say it told me I had to get up, but you know, it was almost dark. So I said, okay, I'll get up.
Oh, laid in bed in the game. Uh-huh,
yeah. Yeah. Dude, why? Because I was tired. Fun.
That, yeah, man, if you have the choice and if you're tired on your first day of work, you're sleeping.
Yeah.
I like it. I like how the dev just went and said, this game was created in a 36-hour game jam.
Well, and there's a couple games out there recently that have came out like that. There's one game called Paul's Adventure or something like that, I want to say, where it's a first person view. You're a cat. As soon as the game starts, there's a timer starts, and your job is to go around and knock everything off of everything with your paw. You know what I mean? And
you should bring that one.
And it was made in a game jam. It's computer based.
All right, what's a game jam? I'm
so a game jam now. Is what just where a bunch of devs get together. My guess is either drink a lot of Mountain Dew or beer and eat Pepsi, talk about a game idea, and then just sit down and make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds fun. Really does.
If you're a developer, I'm sure interesting things can come out, because here's the whole logic to it. I've developed more than a couple things, more than a couple times in my past life, and literally sold them on the open market. Two people sitting in one area discussing possibilities and approaches to solutions is kind of really eye-opening. If you could find 5 people or 6 or 10 people, like-minded goals and objectives, yet everyone has their own unique opinion on how things can get done, I am afraid to document the number of possibilities that could happen out of that.
You know? Right.
It's insane. Yeah.
Very cool. I wish I had that. I need some more like-minded people around here.
I wish I could just sit in one of those game jams and just throw my comments at the wall, even though I really, as far as the coding part, I wouldn't.
Well, you could, but you would probably have to supply the pizza.
That's fine. Yeah, right.
Good point.
We can't hear you, Eric. We're out of pizza.
True. That's exactly how it'd be. I would be pizza wench. Pizza wench. Pizza get awesome. Us more slice.
I could go for some right now.
I can always go for some.
I made homemade beef jerky last night. It turned out awesome.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
You know, my father knows me too well. He came up last weekend to see the children, and he brought up bacon jerky. And I thought, wait a minute. You're not in my will. You're giving me this? And, you know, I just sat there and ate the whole thing.
Was it like a package of bacon jerky, like from like Jack Link or something?
It was like a pouch. It was like a cellophane resealable pouch. Resealable. Like no, I'm going to close it after the first time. Silly packaging.
I know. I did some consulting, podcast consulting for people who make and sell their own brand of beef jerky. Or no, not beef. Every kind of jerky. And so they paid me, and then they threw in like all this jerky on top of it, like turkey, like venison, buffalo, all kinds of jerky. And I ate it all in one day. Like they gave me a lot of it.
And you didn't, they're like, no stomach ache or nothing?
No.
Jerky. No, but those guys are good.
No, but your blood pressure went through the charts, I'm sure.
Probably. They're like, what did you think about the turkey? I'm like, it was good. And they're like, wait till you try the other ones. I'm like, I did already.
Yeah. Well, and I'll say, here's the thing. Good turkey jerky is unbelievably good. I will say that.
Yeah, that was my favorite, I think.
I used to do the after Thanksgiving thing. I would take a piece of turkey, a chunk of like white turkey meat, just throw it in the microwave forever. And then when I pull it out and I called it turkey jerky. And I just chew on it, you know, just like...
I never tried that. I gotta try that.
It's one way to do it.
Sounds rather unsafe.
Yeah.
Perfectly safe.
All right. Anything else in the tank there, Dor?
Now I'm going to save the rest till we get our chat seamlessly perfect fluidity thing.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry about that, guys who are watching live. Our two viewers right now, they all dropped out. They hate
us. Don't blame them.
Yeah, we tried Google YouTube comments, and they just suck. So we're probably going to set up like an IRC or some kind, get some kind of chat going so you guys could chat in real time. You know, just like back in the old days, that was really fun. So we're gonna get that back going. Don't worry, we'll figure it out. So come back and see us next week. And anybody who has not seen us, join the AAA Club at podnuts.com/AAA Club. It's totally free. You get access to the live chat, entered in all of our contests. We're going to be giving stuff away. Like, we're going to try every month. And we have some killer stuff to give away. I mean, we're giving away a Sony Smartwatch 2 this month. The next couple prizes we have lined up are of the same exact caliber, okay? So even more. So join the club, guys. It's going to be a good time. All right, let's see what the guys have to say before we end off, starting with the Dormeister.
All right, Steve-O. Seriously, I want to thank you for all your production work on this. And you're the guy who came up and said we need to do the club, which, to be honest, long overdue. I want to tell people I plan on doing extra content. If you become a member, well, that's the only way you're going to see it, to be quite honest. So, you know, join the club now. Stop. Just go join the club.
Awesome, Dor. Eric.
Up in the club. Boonch, 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 boonch. I don't know. Thanks for listening. Podnuts.com/Amazon. Podnuts.com/AAA Club. I don't know. Enjoy. Have fun. I won't be here in a couple weeks. Have fun without me that day. But we got.
Well, you're coming back. Yeah, don't make it seem exactly like this is the last time we're going to
see. Got a great developer coming up next week. It'll be a lot of fun. Yeah. Good times.
Good times is right. Well, thank you, fellas. Good shows. And thanks, everybody. Hope everybody had a good week. You know, this is a Friday show, so hopefully you're winding down listening to this. Have a great weekend. Do some stuff that's maybe not the healthiest for you. That's my best recommendation. Yeah, ice cream sounds good. All right, hope everybody has a good weekend. We'll see you next week.